Anthony Fauci email, cannot ignore former FDA official reporting coronavirus vaccine reactions. By Hannah Knudsen on August 17, 2026. Anthony Fauci offered an odd response in 2021 after an FDA official asked him about reports from individuals, including healthcare professionals, who experienced adverse events after receiving the coronavirus vaccine. Instead of quickly answering, Fauci opted to forward the message to former director of the National Institutes of Health, NIH, Frances Collins, asking what he thought, because they could not ignore her, suggesting that they would have, in fact, liked to do so. Senators Ron Johnson, RY, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and Rand Paul, RKY, chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, released a damning email over the weekend, highlighting a concern by Dr. Janet Woodcock, the former acting commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. She wrote in the May 27, 2021 email sent to Fauci as well as Frances Collins that she had received reports of individuals experiencing adverse events after receiving the coronavirus vaccination. I have been contacted by a number of people who have experienced adverse events post-COVID-19 vaccination, from all three of the current vaccines. Many are healthcare professionals, some of whom I know. The symptoms do not fit together into a distinctive syndrome and most are not easily quantifiable or evaluated with standard laboratory testing, she wrote. Clearly, during mass vaccination you will get a lot of psychological reactions and it is hard to sort these things out. But the people's main complaint is that no one takes them seriously. No one knows how to treat them, and there is no effort to study this, she said, encouraging them to do a study and evaluate a cohort of these individuals. But of course dollar need to be made available. And you would need an investigator who is interested in medical mysteries, she wrote, noting, I doubt the industry would support, for obvious reasons. But my experience is, that if you let a problem fester, then it will come back to bite you later and you are not prepared, she said, asking, what do you think of this? JW, the email concluded with Janet Woodcock's initials. Fauci did not immediately respond to the query, instead forwarding the message. According to Sen. Johnson's office. The day after receiving Dr. Woodcock's email, Dr. Fauci forwarded it to Dr. Collins, writing, Janet Woodcock asks what we think of this? We cannot ignore her. We should probably bring in CDC and see what Rochelle Walensky thinks. Based on information reviewed to date, it is unclear if Walensky was ever consulted. Further, Johnson's office noted that when this email was written, there were already 440,025 worldwide adverse events and 8,650 deaths associated with the COVID injection reported to VAERS, with 3,350, 39%, of zero those deaths occurring within 2 days of injection. What they knew in private they never said to the public, Sen. Paul remarked. It seems that Fauci continued to not take these individuals seriously. At least publicly, as he spent his time attempting to bully unvaccinated individuals into getting the jab and sowing discord by painting an image of almost two types of America between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. They're going to be very vulnerable. That's why I worry about the people who refuse to get vaccinated. When you're dealing with any COVID virus, when you're dealing with one that spreads so rapidly, and you're unvaccinated, the virus is going to find you, he warned in December 2021. And I know there will be a lot of people that will get seriously ill if you are unvaccinated. That's the reason why, despite the recalcitrance on the part of so many people to get vaccinated, we continue to encourage them, particularly in the context of this new variant, to please get vaccinated. If you have been vaccinated, make sure you get your booster in time, he said. It is now well known that the coronavirus vaccine does not prevent transmission of the virus, nor does it prevent one from contracting it, either. This email follows Johnson and Paul's release of a thread last week, showcasing Fauci admitting in a text on his government-issued cell phone that a coronavirus shot in the first trimester could be theoretically associated with miscarriage.